far.
Welcome to A Fond Kiss, written and read by Alice Dale. Previously, Craig was suffering cabin fever and decided to get out and face the world again. At the zoo, he bumped into Kevin Buchanan, an old school chum, whose girlfriend persuaded Craig to join them the following night at the Locarno. She promised him a dancing partner as beautiful as Rita Hayworth.
When Pippa reached home, after her heart-to-heart with David, she wished she could pass on her happy mood to her unhappy son. But she couldn't possibly tell him about David, especially not that they had kissed. She took a deep breath as she straightened her back and put her key in the door, then stopped dead in the hall. She could hear a most unusual sound, Craig humming Daisy Daisy to himself in the kitchen. She stood still for a moment, wondering if she was hearing right, then quickly removed her coat, hung it on the rack and rushed into the kitchen. He turned round from the sink and said brightly, "I'm just washing up the breakfast dishes. I'm starving. Are we having the fish and chips you promised?" Dumbfounded, she replied, "Yes, I got a nice piece of haddock." Whereupon Craig grabbed hold of her and started waltzing around the kitchen, singing a parody of the last few bars of what he'd been humming. "We're having a fin and haddie to fill this hungry laddie. It will be sweet and good to eat." At that point, his inventiveness ran out, and he returned to the original song, "On a bicycle built for two." Simultaneously, they both saw the ridiculous image of eating a haddock on a tandem. Craig whirled away from his mother and fell into the armchair, convulsed with laughter, while she, likewise, collapsed onto the sofa. It took a few moments before they got the breath back, and Pippa sat up, still grinning, and said, "Are you drunk?" "No, just happy." "Well, you'd better tell me why, because something has definitely happened to you." "I went to the zoo today." "Good heavens, if I'd known animals had that effect on you, I'd have bought a tiger instead of a haddie." Craig smiled, then his tone changed. "As a matter of fact, the caged animals depressed me, and I was going to leave when... guess who I met? Lana Turner." Craig gave her a twisted smile and continued, "Kevin Buchanan, do you remember him?" "Of course I do. You two were inseparable at school. Didn't he go into the Navy?"
"Yes, but he was invalided out, same as me."
"Well, I wish you'd met him sooner, if he could cheer you up that much. The three of us went into the cafe, three of you. I should have said Kevin's girlfriend was with him." "I hope she's not the Daisy who's the cause of your frivolity. I mean, you didn't fancy his girlfriend, did you?"
"Will you let me finish?" "No, of course not. But she talked me into going out with them tomorrow night."
"She talked you into it?"
"Well, mostly her. She's daft about dancing."
"Dancing? She's so daft about dancing, she's going to dance with both of you."
"No. She's bringing along her chum for me."
"Aha! Now I see. I don't suppose she's the one called Daisy by any chance?"
"Trust you to beat me to it."
"Well, there had to be a reason for all this gaiety and the song." "You'd better not get too carried away. You don't know what this girl's like."
"Christine says she's a stunner, like Rita Hayworth. But it's not just about her. I can't believe I agreed to go dancing. It'll be the first time I've gone out anywhere without you." She stood up, fists on her hips, pretending to scold him. "Oh, so that's what made you so happy, going out without your mother?" He jumped up and put his arms round her. "You know that's not what I meant. It's simply that it's made me realise it was time to start mending my thinking. And I feel, well, kind of released from that prison I'd created for myself. And for you too. I'm so sorry, Mum, for all I've put you through." She took his face in her hands. "None of that matters now. I can't tell you how happy this has made me. I feel as though all my birthdays have come at once." She kissed his cheek and held him at arm's length, as though seeing him for the first time. He gently took her wrists down. "There's just one thing bothering me." "I might have known it. What is it?" "Can't you guess? My face and hands. How's she going to react to them?" "They're better than you think. Where you've had the treatments, the skin's a bit finer and a different colour from the rest of my skin. Whiter." "Well, that's no problem. Have you never heard of makeup?"
"Makeup? I'd look like a bloomin' ponce."
"Not the way I'll do it. Remember, I've been doing the makeup for the kids in the school concerts. I'm really quite good at it now."
Unconvinced, Craig replied.
"We'll see.
Now, let's get on with the fish and chips."
Next morning, for the first time, Pippa found Craig in the kitchen, making toast. More often, she had left him still in bed. But this morning, she got a cheery, "Morning, Mum. Want some toast?" They ate happily together, listening to the BBC News on the wireless.
This is the BBC Home and Forces programme. Here is the news, and this is John Snaig reading it.
Pippa made a point of arriving at school at the earlier time David always arrived.
"You'll never guess what's happened."
Without speaking, David's eyebrows were saying, "Well,
Craig's going dancing tonight."
After his initial surprise, he immediately saw the possibilities for them.
"Ah, now, does that mean we can go to the cinema tonight instead of Saturday afternoon in the middle of all those kids?"
Pippa nodded enthusiastically.
"How did this suddenly happen?"
"I haven't time to tell you just now, but it's quite a story."
"Okay. How about us going to the La Scala tonight? They're showing The Devil and Daniel Webster. As good Catholics, we're supposed to believe in the devil. So perhaps this film will show us exactly what he's like."
"Not so much of the good Catholics as I'd like, but we'll see it anyway.
Pity it isn't one of the new films in colour."
"Oh, the colour in your cheeks today is enough for me. I haven't seen that for such a long time."
Pippa and Craig ate early to leave time for the makeup. It took the best part of an hour. Pippa gave him a hand mirror and stepped back to admire her handiwork.
"There, that looks better, doesn't it?"
"I don't know. Isn't it kind of phony looking?"
"Not at all.
Now, I must be off or we'll miss the start of the film."
"You usually go to the pictures on a Saturday afternoon."
A little embarrassed, Pippa replied,
"Yes, but you don't need me tonight, so we..."
Carefully avoiding using Iris's name,
"we thought we'd have a wee change. You don't need to leave for another hour, so I'll see you when we both get back. Have a great time, son."
She pecked his cheek and was gone. The minute she was out the door, Craig rushed into the bathroom and scrubbed all the makeup off his face and hands.
A Fond Kiss is by Alice Dale and produced for radio by Capital Radio Productions. Thank you.